Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Biden administration wants 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by the 4th of July, and public health experts say we're unlikely to get there. Still, the push continues. One of the president's initiatives is called Shots at the Shop to reach black-owned barbershops and salons. WAMU's Dominique Maria Bonesi visited a salon in Maryland.
Outside the Tres Shades Hair Studio in Capitol Heights, Maryland, a DJ greets customers as they arrive on a Monday afternoon. There's catered food and free giveaways like essential oils and shaving kits. Inside, owner Katrina Randolph has traded in her hairstylist for nurses and transformed the salon into a COVID vaccine clinic. Workers with a local health system check in patients like 54-year-old Calvin Goff and escort them to swiveling barber chairs. A nurse rubs an alcohol wipe on a small area of Goff's arm and gives him a quick jab. She then guides him to an observation area to wait 15 minutes.
If you move your arm along, just make sure you put some ice. If you get a fever, Tylenol or ibuprofen, okay? Do you grab a seat over here? You okay now?
Goff says uncertainty about the vaccine led him to wait a while to get it. But his desire to see his friends again convinced him to finally get vaccinated.
At the end of this month, I'll be hanging out with a much, 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 much older friend of mine. And I cannot have that on my conscience if I was to leave and something bad to happen to her or her family.
Goff is one of about 25 pre-scheduled appointments today. Another 50 doses of either the two-dose Pfizer or the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines are available for walk-ins. Bobby Monaghan and her 12-year-old daughter were across the street at the post office when they noticed the pop-up clinic. She's already vaccinated, but didn't have any luck scheduling shots for her kids at a local pharmacy.
I think it's easy for us to just walk in and get the vaccine done as opposed to having to make an appointment and wait. So, you know, we were able to get it done today, and I think that's just awesome.
If I could save a village, I definitely would.
Randolph's been in the business for more than 20 years and says she's excited to help her customers and others in the community get vaccinated. She often talks with her clients about health disparities.
A lot of them are probably hesitant about the vaccine because they have even experienced distrust in the healthcare system when it came to their loved ones.
Randolph says her ability to make people feel comfortable and her desire to help others led to her partnership with Stephen Thomas. He's the director of the Center for Health Equity at the University of Maryland.
So what better place to be to build trust than to go where people already have it?
Thomas founded the HARE program, which stands for Health Advocates in Reach and Research, in Pittsburgh around 2005. He later brought the program to the University of Maryland in 2010. Originally, the goal was to spread awareness for colorectal cancer screenings to a population of mostly black and brown people. But now, Thomas says,
it took a pandemic to truly bring the barbershop health network from the margins to the mainstream.
This month, Randolph and Thomas will help train 200 hairstylists from around the country on how to dispel COVID myths and host their own vaccination events. Randolph says her biggest piece of advice to her customers is,
if you're going to take this information and make decisions for your life with it, make sure you're going on CDC on a regular basis, making sure that you're talking to the healthcare professionals, that you're not just listening to hearsay.
All of this with the goal of getting to 70% of Americans with at least a dose of the vaccine by July 4th. For Here and Now, I'm Dominique Maria Bonesi.